In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Scott Stewart, Cotton Integrated Pest Management Specialist for the University of Tennessee. This is Cut 1, start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've been trying to reevaluate our thresholds to gain some confidence not only for ourselves but for our producers and for our consultants. And I think what we found is we're pretty good on our baseline thresholds in a lot of cases. We had to do some adjusting for different sampling techniques to make apples and apples instead of apples and oranges, but we've developed a lot of confidence in those, and I think in the long run it's going to be a real benefit to those clientele groups.
This is Cut 2. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We concentrated a lot on the drop cloth and sweep net. They're kind of universally accepted. And when you've tested them, they're old, but they're still pretty darn good. But the real take home is we want people out there sampling because we're finding a lot of unnecessary sprays when they don't do that.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It's certainly well documented for a number of years now with some of our older chemistries, pyrethroids, for example. And what's concerning is we're seeing some recent shifts in some of our other traditional chemistries like acephate and, in some lesser extent, Bidrin, some of the OPs that have been our old standbys or economical treatments. The first thing we can do to prevent resistance is only spray when we need to. And then the second thing we can do is pick the best chemicals and the best rotation of chemistries to prevent resistance from occurring.